As soon as the clock strikes 9:30, we are rolling. Good morning. It is now 9:30, and we are having the regularly scheduled meeting of the Zone Committee. I am Mary Norwood, the committee chair. To my left is Councilman Alex Wan. To my right is Councilwoman Carla Smith. And to her right, Councilman Ivory Lee Young. Alex again. Alex, you're everywhere. Councilman Ivory Lee Young, we constitute a quorum, so we shall begin. I would like for us to reorder the agenda, please, and to go to have item 16 on page 9, which is 160-1038 as our first item for second read. And I would like for us to go to page 13 and have 150-1464, which is item 22, as the second item on our agenda. We have people here that care about both of those items, and I think it would be great for them to be able to get back to their lives and their work. All right, it's motion to approve is amended. Agenda is amended. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It is done. Without objection, we will approve the minutes, and then we will go to ordinances for first read, and our zoning administrator, Brandy Crawford, will read those in so the citizens know what will be coming before us. These all will go to the Zoning Review Board and Zoning Committee, and we have been joined by Councilwoman Keisha Lance Bottoms. Welcome, Ms. Bottoms.
Ordinance 1601204, TR-1521, an ordinance to amend Ordinance U-0601, as adopted by the City Council on April 17, 2006, and approved by the Mayor April 25, 2006, for the purpose of approving a transfer of ownership for a special use permit for an athletic field for property located at 2465 Warren Road Northwest, and for other purposes, MPUC District 9.
And Brandy Alexander. I got Alex on the line. We have now been joined by Councilman Howard Shook, and I want everyone to know they came in within 2 minutes of 9:30.
Ordinance 1601196, U-1607, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for civic service, garden, neighborhood, or private club pursuant to Code Section 1606005-1C and 1606005-1D for property located at 1159 Benteen Avenue Southeast, Landlot 2314 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is Tran Teen. The applicant is Tran Gwen, NPUW District 1. Ordinance 1601198, U-1610, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for child care nursery, pre-kindergarten, or daycare facility pursuant to Code Section 1606005-1D for property located at 743 Virginia Avenue Northeast, Landlot 5317 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is Virginia Highland Church. The applicant is Virginia Highland Montessori School, MPUF, Council District 6. Ordinance 1601199, Z-1617, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the MRC-3C Mixed Residential Commercial District to the MRC-3C Mixed Residential Commercial District for changing conditions for property located at 1039 through 1059 Grant Street and Zero Hill Street Southeast, Landlot 4214 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is 1039 Grant LLC. The applicant is Felipe Pellerin, NPUW Council District 1. Ordinance 1601200, Z-1618, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the MR-4C to the I-1 Light Industrial District, property located at 1101 Donnelly Avenue Southwest, Landlot 118 and 119 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is the Trust for Public Land. The applicant is Kronberg Wall, NPUS District 4. Ordinance 1601201, Z-1619, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the RG-3C District to the R5 District for a change of condition for property located at 313 6th Street Northeast, Landlot 4814 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is Anthony Valdua. Applicant is Bonnie Henry, MPUE, District 2. Ordinance 1601202, Z-1621, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R3 District to the PDH District for property located at 4362 Wyuka Road Northeast, Landlot 6517 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is the Johnson Family Trust. The applicant is Buckhead Property Development LLC, MPUB, Council District 7. Ordinance 1601203, Z-1622, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the RG-3C, RG-3, and R-4 District to the MRC-3 District, property located at 1634 Hollywood Road Northwest, Landlot 25117 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is Jaber Properties, LLC. The applicant is Charles Palmer, MPUG, Council District 9.
Okay, one more to read. Thank you.
The last first read is Ordinance 1601197, U-1609, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for child care nursery, pre-kindergarten, or daycare facility pursuant to Code Section 1606005-1D for property located at 788 McDonough Boulevard Southeast, land lot 2514 District, Fulton County, Georgia. The owner is Overflow TV Incorporated, Keith Smith. The applicant is Lakeisha Reese, MPUW District 1.
Thank you, Ms. Crawford. And I have Ms. Smith who would like to speak.
I just want to make a little amendment or tell y'all that number one on page one, the Buddhist temple is located in Boulevard Heights, not Benteen. So anywhere that it says Benteen, it needs to say Boulevard Heights. Staff, are you listening? Theo, okay, one of y'all. Yeah, thank you. I wrote it down here. I can give this to you.
All right, and now we will start with our first item on our amended agenda. It is 160-1038, Z-1602, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from R5-C1-C, C2, two-family residential community business conditional commercial district, commercial service district, to the PDMU plan development mixed-use district for property located at 365 and 375 14th Street, 1175, 1179, 1185, and 1189 McCaslin Street, 1170, 1176, 1180, 1186, 1190 State Street, Northwest. Owner, 375 14th Street, LLC, Atlantic Station Biz, Y. Khalil Sadiq and Tahud K. Sadiq, John S. Borneman, Larry Marchant, Home Park Properties 2 LLC, Troy Halverson, Syed et Ali, State and 14th LLC, applicant Pollock Shores Real Estate Group. This is an NPUE. Council District 3. The staff recommendation was denial. The NPU recommendation was approval. The ZRB recommendation was approval. And do I have a motion? Mr. Young.
A little commentary before the motion.
Thank you, sir.
This has been a very busy community. As it sits in the shadow of a new city called Atlantic Station, this neighborhood was forced to grapple with some really tough issues. The entire evolution of that development, and one consistent theme that has existed from long before anything broke ground at Atlantic Steel is the protection of the things that made Home Park very important. It's a very diverse district, Atlantic Station to the north, Georgia Tech to the south. And yeah, some would say, well, there's a lot of rental units there. Of course, there's a lot of students that have called Home Park home for decades, and they will forever. But there are also a lot of committed stakeholders on all sides of the issue that live there and call it home, that have to coexist with these large institutions. And so, as I chaired zoning back in 2004, there was a large conversation around mitigating strategies to mitigate the impact of those large development at Atlantic Station, and traffic calming was a part of the conversation. There was conversations about not expanding State Street, protect the context of the single family residents that live and own their homes there. And so I found myself trying to be very objective in hearing all sides of the issue. For down the street, we approved rezonings that increase density further down 14th Street, closer to Northside Drive. But in that area, it's clear that there were very limited impacts to the single-family context, and it seemed highly appropriate to consider higher density. That is not the case with this particular application. And so I find myself, it became very clear that we really have some work to do even beyond this application. But it's with all of that in mind that I'm recommending a denial of the application, and that's my motion to deny.
That's the motion is to deny. Is there any conversation? I'm sorry, adverse or to file?
Anybody else got a thesaurus? Adverse,
adverse,
decline, reject.
Adverse. A motion to adverse. Thank you all. Any discussion of that motion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you.
I also want to say yes, it has been several months now. We've worked very closely with Charlotta Wilson-Jacks to birth an idea around funding the update of the master plan with a redevelopment plan. We actually have a procurement process that's underway as we speak right now. Bids should be coming in within the next week or so to procure professional services, planners, subject matter experts that will be engaged with the Home Park neighborhood to update their redevelopment plan, update their master plan to a full-blown redevelopment plan. And the difference is with that is that it will have teeth. You will preemptively begin to define future land use, future zoning, and future development on the community's terms and not developers' terms. And so on May the 10th, your executive board meeting, I spoke with your president, and we hope to present to the executive board the outline of how that's going to roll out on the 10th at the executive board meeting. And so I look forward to that process beginning.
Thank you, and all of you who have come for that issue are certainly welcome to stay, but you're also welcome to leave. So it is now adversed. Thank you for your interest. The next one is 150-1464, Z1550, an amended ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R4 Single Family Residential District to the MR3C Multifamily Residential Conditional District for property located at 1164 to 1168 Sheridan Road and 2436 through 2488 Elizabeth Ann Lane. Owners Todd Corley, Maxwell Calloway, Donna Lewis, estate of William E. Lane, Daniel S. Rosen, Cheryl D. Jameson, Ellen Merrill, Stern Kelch, Jill Girardo, Elizabeth Larkins, Thai Lahasia, Matthew Story, Michael and Don Bowen, SI Property Solutions, LLC, William and Amy Dryden, Hillary Hunter, and Evelyn Hurst. Applicant is Pulte Group, Inc. and Hal Buckley, Jr., NPUF, Council District 6. Staff recommendation was approval conditional. NPU recommendation is denial. CRB recommendation is approval conditional. Do I have a motion? Mr. Wan.
Madam Chair and colleagues, CDHR yesterday adverse the underlying land use change request. So with that, this paper needs to be adverse as well. So my motion is to adverse.
The motion is to adverse. Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye. It is adverse. And next, so thank you. And next we go to the beginning of the ordinances for second read. 160-1043, an ordinance by Councilmember Natalie Archibong to zone property located at 533, 537, 541, 544, 545, and 550 Quillian Avenue to the R4 Single Family Residential Zoning District and for other purposes. This received approval from staff, NPU, and CRB. Do I have a motion? There's a motion to approve. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye. It is approved. Next is a 150-1501, Z1554, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R4 Single Family Residential District to the R4A Single Family Residential District for property located at 1106 Sanders Avenue. The approximately 0.42 acres, Landlot 12, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Robert and Lindsay Fournier. Applicant, Garrett Coley. And colleagues, this is in Ms. Archibong's district. It was incorrectly stated at the briefing that it was in Ms. Smith's district, so I did not know until this morning that was incorrect, and it's right at the edge. And so I'd like us to hold this until I can discuss this with Ms. Archibong.
Motion to hold.
Motion to hold. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye. It will be held.
Wait, let me ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
If we want to pass it at full council, wait, let me take that back. Okay, so I'm taking back my motion to hold.
Okay, we have a motion to rescind the motion to hold. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to send forward with no recommendation.
Motion
to... had time to visit with the council district person.
Got it. Forward with no recommendation. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It will follow that course. 160-1124, U-1601, an amended ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for outdoor amusement enterprises, exhibits, entertainments, meetings, displays, or sales area pursuant to the appropriate code section for property located at 880 Warner Street, 860 to 876 Woodrow Street, 840 Woodrow Street, and 820 through 838 Woodrow Street. The land lot 106, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner is David Perkle. Applicant is Asa Thane. Staff recommendation approval conditional, NPU recommendation approval, ZRB recommendation approval conditional. Do I have a motion? Motion to approve
as amended.
Sorry. Motion to approve as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye. It is approved as amended. Next is let me make sure I'm on the right page. Z 160-1126, U-1604, an amended ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a child care nursery, daycare center, and pre-kindergarten pursuant to the appropriate code sections located at 970 Martin Street, the landlot 55, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Atlanta Public Schools. Applicant, April Ingraham. Staff recommendation approval conditional, NPU recommendation approval, CRB recommendation approval conditional. Do I have a motion? Motion to approve is amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It is done. The next is 16-0-1128, Z-1606, an amended ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the C1C Community Business Conditional District to the C1C Community Business District, Conditional District, for a site plan amendment for property located at 1296 Murphy Avenue Southwest, the landlot 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Housing First Phoenix House, LLC. Applicant, Jonathan Toppin, NPUX, Council District 12. It's page 9. Out of order, just a second. There are people that say I'm always out of order. We have a Phoenix House. That's not page 8. I need page 9. Here we are. The staff recommendation was approval conditional. The NPU recommendation was approval. The ZRB recommendation was approval conditional. Do I have a motion? Carla, motion to approve is amended. All in favor, seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye. It is approved as amended. 160-1070, an amended ordinance by Councilmember Cleta Winslow to rezone from the RG3 Residential General District to the RG4C Residential General Conditional District for property located at 701 Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard and for other purposes. Staff recommendation is approval conditional, NPU recommendation approval conditional, and CRB approval conditional. Do I have a motion? It is Been motioned to approve as amended. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
It's approved as amended. Okay, the next one is 150-1573-Z1566, a substitute ordinance by the Zoning Committee to rezone from the R5 and C2 two-family residential and commercial service districts to the MRC2C mixed residential commercial conditional district for property located at 1008, 1010, 1014, 1016, 1018, and 1020 Hampton Street, and which is landlot 149, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner is Thurman and Carolyn Duvall and Ann Day. The applicant is Peter Dre. The zoning staff recommendation is approval of a substitute ordinance. The NPU recommendation is approval. The ZRB recommendation is approval of a substitute ordinance. Motion to approve on substitute. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That one is approved. The next one is on substitute. Next is 160-1035, and I believe we need to correct this one. Is that correct, Ms. Crawford? The substitute does it. Okay, thank you. U-1521, a substitute ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a hotel pursuant to the appropriate sections for property located at 1008, 1010, 1014, 1016, 1018 through 1020, 1026, and 1036 Hampton Place. This is landlot 149, 17th District, Fulton County. Owner Thurman and Carolyn Duvall and Ann K. Day. The applicant is Peter Dre. The staff recommendation is approval of a substitute ordinance. NPU is approval, and CRB is approval of a substitute ordinance. Motion to approve on substitute. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, it is approved on substitute. The next one is 160-1125, U-1603, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a religious worship facility and private school pursuant to the appropriate code sections for property located at 1775 Buckley Street and landlot 104, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Selma LLC, applicant Mohammed Samir Wahid, NPUX, Council District 12. Staff recommendation is to file, NPU recommendation is denial, and ZRB recommendation is to file. Motion to file, any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye. It is filed. I believe that concludes all the items on the agenda. The very last thing is our zoning ordinance rewrite. The planning department wants us to have a work session, briefing, whatever, explanation of where we stand on the zoning ordinance rewrite before the public hearings that will be scheduled in May. Theo is checking our calendars to see if we could do this either during committee meetings in another week, or during those days if we can find a time, or if not, on Friday the 13th, May 13th. So if you would please check your calendars and let me know if you could do either during the committee, if he's going to find out if we have time during our committee days, that there's some committee we're not going to. If not, we're looking at Friday the 13th before the public hearings the following week for the zoning ordinance rewrite.
That's so complicated.
Okay. We'll get back to you. We'll let you know what we're doing. With no further business to come before us, public comment? And I have Mr. Shakir. Welcome, Mr. Shakir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Mr. Shakir. I do not understand. Oh, on the screen.
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't functioning. It was just not.
Thank you for letting us know. That's helpful. No, what we've done, Mr. Shakir, we had some concerns from people that said that because we did not read in the legislation, the rezonings and special use permits, et cetera, that we're going to go to ZRB and to the zoning committee, I mean to the NPU and then to ZRB. That hadn't always been done, and we had concerns from the community that they wanted to know very soon, as quickly as they were introduced, what might be coming before their NPU and their community. That's why we read all of the first reads in. We don't just accept them as a block. We read each one in, and then we accept them. So that's what we're doing to try to be more communicate better with the community so they know very quickly that in another month or two something will be in front of them at their NPU.
Exactly.
The law department can answer that. Mr. Haymore?
Right. So the first read papers, as you said, will go before the Zoning Review Board. And so there will be no public comment on any papers that have or will go before the ZRB. Because that is the ZRB is where it's noticed and advertised for the public hearing, not here.
Question on that.
Thank you. And Ms. Smith. Ms. Smith, go ahead.
I just want to say that when you have the opportunity, this is in the charter, you have the opportunity to go to the neighborhood, the NPU, the ZRB, and all that. That's why we don't have comment here.
Okay, well, the law department has stated, more times than I, that there were a time that you can address a matter in zoning. Can you tell us when that time is?
Sure. If there's a matter that will not go before the Zoning Review Board, so for example, I want to talk about zoning generally or the need to adopt a new zoning ordinance. But if it's a paper that is before the committee as a first or second read, meaning it will go before the ZRB, or in the case of a second read, has gone before the ZRB, the ZRB is the form in which it's been noticed and advertised for the public hearing.
Okay. Well, I understood it quite differently, that if it had not been assigned to the ZRB board or gone to the NPU, we have opportunity, and that was in first read. That's fine. Okay, I might have made a mistake on that. I kind of doubted it, but we can find something about that. What would be the best time? I see a couple of papers on here that was pertaining to Atlanta Public School. That's offline.
Mr. Shakir, why don't you and I continue conversation?
Okay, now I want to make
as chair, I'll be delighted
to talk
to you.
That's fine. Now I want to make my public comment. I want to get clearly. Miss Norwood, I find that, you know, it's very clear the actions that's going on in our city is very, very direct and very visible as far as zoning and its impact on communities, and commercially and residentially is really pushing and redefining our cities and our city, and it having an impact on population, on housing, on every aspect of our life, transportation, what have you. I would just hope that this board, I know they've been going through some, they're redoing zoning. I would hope that issues of the strolling, issues how the meeting is ran, that it can slow down a little bit and let people really understand what's going on. And when there's an oversight where we had this new remodeling and those who show here can't read it because it's not moving, we don't want to disrupt the meeting, that you would pay more attention to that. But I believe that to all these elected officials here, the question of gentrification should be very sensitive to you all when you're evaluating your zoning applications to have a lot of more sensitivity, because for sure this council, excuse me, just a couple weeks ago, elected officials had expressed concerns that they are getting concerns from their community that people are being ran out and it's flipping. And I think that I would hope as elected officials that we would all start, and citizens start paying attention and be more involved in zoning, because these actions are very aggressive, and it's going to change the ability for citizens to have presence in their communities. And the most important one that come to mind is the overlay that makes position for projects like the Beltline to have up to a mile and a half as far as what can go on that particular corridor. And I believe if citizens understood what overlay actually meant, they would be very concerned about. That's the only thing I have to say in general about the zoning, that that as people who vote on zoning policies, positions, that y'all would be very sensitive to the effect of gentrification, because I believe if y'all don't see it today, but tomorrow sometime, it's going to be a moral issue of how y'all conducted the business when it comes to gentrification.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Shakir. There's no further business to come before us. We're adjourned.
So we're obviously very thrilled about that. Today we're going to take a first look at our world-class training facility that's being built in Steve's backyard. Not Steve Cannon, but Steve Tumlin, the mayor of Marietta. It'll be home to our academy players, home to our MLS team, and probably as importantly, and you'll see it's world-class in every sense of the word, but it'll also be home to our fans. This will be open to our fans. We're going to make sure that our practices are open, that our facilities are open, that the fans have an opportunity to experience and feel the game the way they love to feel it, and have a sense of that passion, that personal connection that we know is important to all the soccer community. So our aim is to make sure that Atlanta United, in every sense of the word, is the soccer capital for the South.